Edgy.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
It's
Edgy?
I don't know that word. You inspired me with that word today.
Yes. Well,
I've been described as edgy.
you have.
Oh.
Now
I
I'm
was just,
asking, you have?
oh, no, never.
I
But
was like,
maybe, you know what? Let's take that back. In certain cultures, I'm considered edgy, but
but in our culture.
mainstream, I'm pretty conservative, you know? T. Also, I wanted to hear a word from our sponsors unofficially. This is called this is the traditional medicinals tea brand, and it's called Throat Coat. And
Oh, love throat coat.
oh yeah,
Yes.
if you're a singer, if you're a Gleek, you should know what this is. You can find it at Target. Usually I find the best price at Target because it's always 50 cents cheaper, but it's about $5. It's that tea aisle and that tea brand that everyone has. It's called Throat Coat. If you have some throat issues going on, whether there was a draft because your apartment gets too hot and you can't control the heat and you have to open a window and the breeze comes in and it's too cold and it messes with your nasal cavity and you end up getting a little sick and you're wondering, why do they do this to me? You can get this tea and it should help.
Sounds like you're speaking about a very specific
No,
situation.
or if you just
No,
have a
but like, but no, but really though, the land of no air conditioning and trying to find the balance in a small space. 'Cause like I have a very similar setup where I have heat and I'm so grateful I have heat. I wouldn't be able
oh,
to
I'm
live.
grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is that I don't have a thermostat. It's on or it's off. And on means it's hot. What do people usually keep their homes at between like 68 and 70 degrees or something like
Yeah,
that?
something like that. I like
Yeah,
to keep
if
my
I leave the heat
home.
on, it'll hit like 75, 80 degrees. And so now I've got to find the balance between cracking open a window when it's like 30 degrees outside.
It's giving 80 to 90. It
It's
is
given
hot.
having a cold all winter because you don't have heat. Proper heating or air
What
conditioning.
do I prefer? I prefer air conditioning because here's the thing about heat. Heat can be encapsulated and it can be created. You know, blankets
That's
and
true.
clothes.
Well, and also, space heaters are a lot cheaper
Oh
than
yeah.
portable air conditioners.
That's true. So I prefer to have it air conditioning installed and I can do with a heat machine. Yeah, like that space heater. Yeah, I love that.
I also think too, it depends on where you live. So like for me, like I live in a, I live in the Pacific Northwest where it's colder 9 months out of the year, 8, 9 months out of the year. Like it's like below 60 degrees, right?
Right.
And so heat makes more sense if you have to pick between the two. But I will say that it gets into the hundreds during the summer. And if you ain't got no air conditioning, and it's 100 degrees outside, you're miserable. It's just not good.
Period.
Yeah.
Period A, period O. We are talking about bad reputations.
We're getting a reputation for talking about everything but Glee.
I
Yeah,
mean, hey, it's us
it's
and
true.
it's fine. But also, you know, every time I hear the word reputation now, maybe this is a Gen Z problem, I can't help but think of Taylor Swift's album that actually came out one of the years we were together in the internships. It was literally called Reputation. She was, I guess, going through it. Maybe it was her mental breakdown album where she was tired of hearing about, you know, what people were saying to her in the media. And it released some really good bangers. And this is Taylor Swift now. Okay, so am I a Swiftie? No, and I didn't say that. But am I here?
You're gonna say it with your chest, Jasper.
What? No.
I'm not a Swiftie either. I respect her
Yes.
and I'm appreciative of her craft.
Proud of her.
I'm proud of her, but
Yeah.
I don't listen to her music very often, no.
Yeah, but please don't quote me folklore or landlore or whatever is going on with the re-recordings. I'm not asking for it. So you all enjoy that in your own time. Yes. But I will say that as someone who appreciates pop, I appreciate her. And Reputation is one of my favorite albums. And
I agree. I think that's one of the few albums of hers that I've listened to all the way through.
Yep.
And I've really enjoyed.
Exactly. Yeah. Bangers like Endgame with Ed Sheeran and Future. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Delicate. Beautifully written. Mm-hmm. Delicate, so good. Look What You Made Me Do, her single with the snakes and stuff.
So good, one of my favorites.
Getaway Car reminded me of the time faces.
Oh, I haven't thought about or heard that song in a long time.
Yeah, and something about this is why we can't have nice things. Yeah, so it was a good album. Here's the cover.
It's funny when, so you think of Taylor Swift's album Reputation, I think of the song. Don't give a it's called Bad Reputation. It's not in this episode.
I beg your pardon. Also, Taylor Swift is first in the world on Spotify. So
that makes sense. That tracks.
Well, she hasn't stopped making music, so I would be number one too.
Well, honestly, I gotta give it to T Swift because she, like, granted, I mean, I don't know all the details or the ins and outs of her production or management, hence, you know, why she's like recreating an album is because she doesn't quote unquote own the songs, or like I don't understand that, and I don't know that story very well.
Yeah,
but like, good on her for making so much music, and like, even though it's not my favorite, it's all really consistently good, you know.
That's my opinion. that is certainly your opinion.
That's one of my favorite memes. If I can find that band, it's a song called Bad Reputation, and I just
maybe I can find
the name of the band.
Maybe it's by
Joan Jett. Oh my gosh, can't wait.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. No idea.
Yes, and
that's not me. Oh, there's also one by Shawn Mendes. So maybe you're talking about him.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Joan Jett. I'm talking about the OG. That's like very rock. But in this episode, it's called Bad Reputation. It's a bit of a edgy episode. Back to our word.
Yes, our word. And there's one by Avril Lavigne. Wow, we were gonna listen to all these. But yes. So, anyways, this episode. Let's get back to it. So it's interesting because not far after, we get an episode where Jane is highlighted again. The legendary Jane Lynch as Sue Sylvester.
Yes.
And apparently, she ends up going viral in the school bubble, or even actually in the world, because it was YouTube. I remember they specifically said, should we upload this to YouTube? And they were a little conflicted because they're like, oh, this is a little mean. But because of who Sue Sylvester is, they were like, oh, she needs a taste of her own medicine. Then it actually goes viral and the school ends up mocking her.
Right.
And it shakes up her world.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically she was doing some weird exercising to let's get physical or just.
Well, it's like 80s. It's like 80s. Not jazzercise. What's it called?
Yeah.
Calisthenics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Independent athletic.
If you know, you know.
Back to Lizzo.
Yeah.
Be vicious. Mind your business.
Hey.
I've been working on my business.
Yeah.
Honestly, back to Lizzo. I can talk to Lizzo all the time.
No, we gotta give Olivia Newton-John her flowers, though, because she actually passed away this year, which is what makes the episode even more special.
Yeah.
Beautiful soul. I just felt like she was like that aunt everyone loved.
Olivia Newton-John?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. She was giving those vibes.
But Sue is doing basically a rendition of the song Physical by Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
In this video. It's
embarrassing and weird. And everyone makes fun of her for that. And that actually ends up getting the attention of the one and only Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
basically it was a redemption episode of like Sue was one thing, and then it was basically the Glee Club's dating triangle square diamond.
Yeah, so a list comes out about the Glee members that they call the Glist. The Glist. Mm-hmm. And our little blurb that we use to reference the plot, it says a salacious list about the sexual exploits of the Glee Club members. And it's like, basically, it's one of the, like sometimes in movies or TV shows, there's like lists that rank like the hottest girl or guy or whatever. Yeah. And then like, it's kind of like that vibe where a list has been made and it's circulating around the high school.
Exactly.
And, you know, Mr. Schuster's trying to figure out who made the list, who's passing it around. And some of the Glee Club members who are at the bottom of the list, so the least edgy or the least sexually active, for lack of a better way to put it, are Kurt, Mercedes, Artie, Tina, and Brittany.
Yeah.
And they're trying to gain a quote-unquote bad reputation, which is why we got the name of this episode, because they want to be higher up on this list, you know? Yeah. So they have all these escapades and they don't work out, and yeah, it's a fun episode. I like all the music, and I love that combo. Like, it's, again, it's nice to see more side characters, particularly like Tina and Brittany, be featured more so.
It was fun because I like the cinematography of it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got two music videos. Mm-hmm. And one, they recreated Physical with Olivia Newton-John, which is so fun. Jane Lynch looked like she was having a ball. So good. And then you have the Run Joy Run, which was a whole theatrical experience.
Yeah.
With Rachel Berry being like the lead and them having like Sandy come back. And actually, there was a lot of guest stars. Molly Shannon, who played Brenda Castle, who I forget where I know her from the most. Mm. I really wanted to say The Office, but that sounds terribly wrong. But she has been well known on sitcoms and things like that. And there was also another celebrity who I can't think of right now. But anyways, it was a random episode with a lot of appearances, and it had to do with reputation. And I loved it. Yeah. I love the music, and I really enjoy when Sue gets a reality check because she's terrible.
Yeah, I think too, like, it's also fun to see characters like Kurt, who's kind of been like stereotypically like uptight and kind of like proper almost in a way. Like he kind of lets loose in this episode a little bit more. So you see some characters kind of let down their guards a little bit. You can see the relationship developing between these characters. It's really fun. I really love the song that they do, that You Can't Touch This.
Yeah.
Can't touch this.
Yeah. And even cause Shu was rapping again. He rapped too much. I don't know how I missed this before, but he was rapping too much.
Wait, which one?
Oh, shoo.
Oh, you're talking about Ice Ice Baby.
I'm talking about anytime he rapped.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. Totally agree. It's too much.
Turn him off.
He just shouldn't do it.
Why? Who did that? Who did it?
He did that.
Not okay.
And then we got to mention the weird love triangle that's forming around Rachel Berry. I mean, it's not really a real love triangle, but there's I love the song Total Eclipse of the Heart. It's one of absolutely. My favorites.
That is a very well written song, especially like when it goes up and then it goes back down. Like, once upon a time falling in love, now we're only falling apart. That is a line.
Yeah.
That is a line. Once upon a time we were falling in love, now we're only falling apart. Uh-huh. Oh,
talk about my love life, huh?
Talk about love line.
But you have Rachel Berry singing this with, you know, Puck, Finn, and Jesse, And it's hilarious. Yes,
but also Jesse.
And at this point, the audience knows. So Jesse at this point is trying to sabotage New Directions. Like, it's been confirmed this episode. Like, it's been like a suspicion or wondering, but it's confirmed in this episode that he, even if he might have real feelings for Rachel, he's only at McKinley High School to ruin Glee Club and to ruin New Directions. And that's made, unfortunately, clear in this episode.
Yeah, but I'm not against it. I mean,
you're not against them ruining New Directions?
I mean, let's be honest, they're not that good, but like,
especially compared to his
acting. But they're more real and raw, and we love that. That's why we like them.
Yes.
But Jesse, it's just Jesse. You know, that's a reputation. Now, let's go in our personal lives. Has a reputation ever followed you negatively or even positively? Because I actually had an experience that was actually pretty sad.
You go first. I'm not to think about that.
Okay. I remember my reputation was tarnished. Now, mind you, I was always a kid that, like, mind their own business. But, like, if I got comfortable, I may, like, do a couple of jokes here and there, whatever, da-da-da. But I remember our teacher, what grade was this? It had to be, like, fifth grade or something. Our teacher used to reward us with lifesavers when we did something really astounding. And during a specific time period, we were doing packets, and it was a self-affirmation packet of some sort. Basically, we would draw ourselves and we talked about the good things about ourselves, things we wanted to work on. It was a weird self-building activity that I remember it specifically because that's when my reputation was tarnished. So anyways, she would reward people with these lifesavers, and it wasn't the ones individually wrapped. It was actually the ones that like came in a loop. And you had to like break apart. This was pre-COVID and whatever. So I remember she had a whole bunch, and apparently someone stole them.
Okay.
And because I didn't have many friends, and I guess I was a little weird, somehow people convinced themselves that I was the one that did it. And it was really messed up because I would get cornered in random places like lunch, at the library, and people would be like, so you really like lifesavers, huh? And like really ask some crazy petty questions. And it sounds silly, but basically they're calling me a thief.
But at the time, that's hard. Yeah.
They were calling me a thief, and basically I would have to strategically break into the teacher's like desk or like sneak in and do something crazy for some lifesavers. And yeah, I love candy. Like, don't get me wrong. I confess that. But I would never steal from authority. No. And like, that's too much.
Well, I'm not that.
And so I remember one time they were like, what is one thing that makes you sad or something to that measure? And I wrote, when people blame me for something that I didn't do. And the teacher read it, and this is something she would do. So when a kid was struggling and it was a class problem, which happened maybe twice, she would run that student on an errand and address the class. And I remember I randomly got called out to run an errand, and it didn't click until I had came back.
Ah.
And I saw my paper magnetized on the chalkboard, and I knew it was confirmed. I was like, oh my gosh, she talked to the class about my thing. Mm-hmm. And since then, I had never heard about stealing again, but they were still mean to me. Yeah. And here's, fifth grade was terrible for me. I'm going to say that as far as bullying. Reputation means a lot. And it's really hard when you don't, when you can't do anything about it. When, like, people were against you to begin with. That's messed up. And that's where me and Taylor click. Because people didn't really like her anyway on how she got famous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, rich and whatever, da-da-da. But, like, I don't know her.
Yeah.
And how dare we say, you know, like, Is she always the problem with her breakups? And, you know,
oh yeah, all those assumptions made about
her. Yeah, did she really just get famous because she's rich? You know, it's just a lot of things. Like, reputation means everything. But, you know, there's a small example, and there's bigger examples, like being at the wrong place at the wrong time and being, like, actually convicted of stuff.
Right.
Or, you know, someone being injured, or, you know, O.J. Simpson. Like, we can go extremes. Like, reputation is huge.
Right.
How do we create a type of, like, I don't know, a grace, or just, like, in the world of cancel culture and he said, she said, it's like, wow, how do we get better at that? Mm. But anyways, have you had anything that you were like, oh my gosh, that wasn't me, or that was me and I never got the credit?
I'm trying to think about it. Nothing really stands out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, the only thing that comes to my mind is just, like, the general reputation of being a musician. Like, that's mm-hmm. something that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing, like, I don't think I've ever been accused. I mean, I've been accused of doing something that I've done before, but not, like, in a public setting where there's, like, other people that, like, pile on. Like, I've had someone come up to me and be like, I can't believe you did this. And I'm like, I didn't do this. See, like, that kind of stuff. But yeah, nothing really. The musician thing was more of a, even though music permeates so much of my life, it's always interesting to, like, meet people. And when they learn what you do, it kind of shifts their perspective of you. Or, like, maybe my reputation as a pastor would be another example of, like, the reputation that comes with being clergy in a time where, one, the religious landscape of the United States is changing quite drastically. And depending on who you are, that's either a really good thing or a really scary thing.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of narratives and stories coming to light about abuse by the hands of clergy in the last few years.
Yeah.
And so while those stories need to be told and those people need to be held accountable for their wrongdoing, it's hard because that is such a small percentage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like any group where there's negative stereotypes or negative stories. The hard part about that, though, is there's stereotypes that come from, like, no reason, or just like or that come up that are not inherently negative. They're just stereotypes. Whereas clergy have used power for abuse, and that is now a common narrative that's associated with clergy. And that's pretty drastic and awful, and it's hard. Yeah. That's why I usually preface with I work in a church and I'm a musician before I use the word pastor, not because I'm ashamed of it, but because it carries a certain reputation with it. And I care more about communication with someone than being like, this is my formal title, you know, kind of thing. But not, that's the only thing that's what came to my mind when we were talking about reputation, but nothing like a list that circulates around my school about, like, how sexually active I am. Like, that honestly, like a hot or not list would circle around my high school every couple of years. And I was never on it. And honestly, that made, you know, there's, like, that twinge of, like, no, why am I not on the hot list? But then I'm like, thank God I'm not on this list. I don't want anything to do with it.
And yeah, my high school wasn't that organized to come up with that list. Shoot. But, like,
One interesting thing for my experience is it was, like, unexpected people who put it together, which was really interesting. Ooh. That's a story for another time.
is it? I think this is the time.
No, I mean, it's not a long story. It's just, it's like in a couple episodes ago, we talked about, like, the stereotypes of, like, jocks and cheerleaders and, like, being pretty and popular. And it's like how, like, that stereotype doesn't really exist anymore.
Because
there's, like,
because of High School Musical, duh.
Well, obviously, it's because of High School Musical. but, like, anyways, the hot or not list was often made up by the, like, I don't want to say the nerds or the outcasts, but, like, the non-popular, non-central people. like kind of like fringe. Like when we found out who made it, it was like they don't even know any of these people. You know, it's kind of weird.
Right.
We don't really endorse lists that pit people against each other.
Oh no, never.
Especially when it comes to the level of attraction, because that is subjective.
Was it The Blacklist? That was a great show.
I've never seen that show.
Crazy.
Well, that's for Bad Reputation. Jasper, how many episodes do we have left of Glee?
Well, we can do the math. I mean, we're on episode 17 right now.
Yeah, how many episodes are in season one?
We have... okay, ready? We're on 17. We have 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Do we have 5 episodes left of our first season?
Ooh!
Ah! Crazy.
And that is what you missed on Glee.
No,
we didn't miss it. That's exciting. That's exciting. Yeah. This was cute. I can't believe we're doing it.
Yeah.
We thank you for sticking with us for, I mean, as many episodes as there is of Glee is as many episodes as there is of our podcast. And we're very grateful. We love hearing from you. Thank you for talking to us. Thank you for sending messages. We still encourage reviews. At this point, I'm going to start screenshotting text messages and posting.
I'm just posting them on the reviews. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not. But we know we thank you, and it's fun. It's a labor of love, and it's really exciting to go back into this. And someone said, like, oh, is Glee your comfort show? And I'm like, that's what it is.
Yeah, it really is.
I can look back at it and always catch something new and always feel encouraged, inspired, and calm when the world is falling apart.
Yeah, I've read that. Because I found myself rewatching shows, particularly during like 2020 and early 2021.
Right.
And I learned that rewatching movies or TV or things that you've already seen instead of watching new things is a sign of seeking comfort or a sign of dealing with anxiety, which is so interesting.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But yeah, Glee is totally a comfort, fun. It's a good time. You know, it's not vapid, like it doesn't mean it doesn't have meaning, but it's definitely not like a deep, dark, like everything is so serious kind of show, which is why I like it so much. It's right in the middle.
Period. I love it. Thank you for being a Gleek, new and old. And we just hope that we spread a little bit of comfort in your home. I hope that's our reputation.
And with that, we bid you a good day.
Good day, good night, good life.
Bye.
Bye.